brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I'm going to continue to take calls from about 15 after. Then I'm going to plunge into the news, including some incredibly positive news. The government now admitting that fluoride is really hurting people. This is just incredible. But that's because we force their hand. The vast majority of government scientists are on record. And they always say the same thing. I didn't believe it till I looked at it. It's deadly. I can't believe they did this. So incredible. That's coming up. Jonathan in Kansas, you were finishing up a point with news items that you were raising for us.
Yes, well, I wanted to say that Yuri Bezmenov in the 80s revealed that Ford actually built trucks in actual factories for military trucks in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that was Arm & Hammer and others. Look, Ford, General Motors, right through World War II, were making money off the German machine. That was in congressional hearings. Our Ford trucks, Chevy trucks, paid for with U.S. tax money, were built in Russia. They got money through their Opel division at GM and through the Ford division in Russia. I forget the name. We were fighting our own equipment the entire time in Vietnam. It's called full-spectrum dominance, and the RAND Corporation and others have explained this. To fully dominate, you've got to fill every space. And so they believe in full-spectrum dominance. Full-spectrum dominance doesn't just mean land, air, sea, controlling your mind. It means creating and financing the Muslim extremists, creating and financing the Nazis, creating and financing communism. This is why they're so hard to beat, because they will create a false political hologram with unlimited central banking funding. They have unlimited money because we accept it out of fraud. It's a magician's trick, but once you buy into it, that's why they're so hard to beat. Once you're aware of it, though, but I mean, I'm not familiar with the guy you mentioned. That stuff's all in congressional hearings. That all came out with Anthony Sutton's research. I mean, that is all very well documented.
Yes, and well, I also wanted to tell you that this UFC fighter got a visit by the Secret Service because he criticized Obama. He said, well, he didn't agree with the socialized health care. He said that someone had to knock some sense into him. It's just the common sense. I mean, common saying, knock some sense into him.
Yeah, in fact, guys, pull up. If I've got the article, I saw it 3-4 days ago. Pull up the UFC fighter. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be something like UFC fighter wants to fight Obama. And the guy clearly said, I'd like to face him in the ring. Well, I mean, if Obama wanted to go join UFC, they're always talking about what a great basketball player he is and how he can play in the NBA. And then Barkley came out and said that, you know, the guy was a joke and he'd completely game him, you know, even though, quote, I'm a fat man, as Barkley said. I mean, are they going to get a Secret Service visit there? This is a sport. You know, they wear gloves and that's the end of it. And statistically, they've had time to look at it now over the last two decades of sport development. It's less dangerous than boxing, because with boxing, you got high-powered men, but they're wearing gloves. And so it goes on a lot longer, and it's the concussion that damages the brainstem. In UFC, you don't last very long, so it's much less harmful than NFL. See, the pads overall, in the end, hurt you worse, because they extend unnaturally how long you can be in these high punishment zones, but you're still getting the concussions. Whereas UFC, yeah, you may not have as long a life in the sport. Your ears may look like cauliflowers, but your brain isn't going to be as dingy. And again, I've looked deeply into that because it's very interesting. I've also had a lot of head trauma myself, not from fighting professionally, but car wrecks and having people hit me upside the head with a pole axe and stuff like that. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's a really good point. Yeah, I did see that. That's in the stack to get to. Obviously, he meant, I'd like to fight him in the ring. And you don't do that in America. Now, it'd be one thing if Obama was some 70-year-old president. But Obama likes to run around like he's, some kind of sports icon. So get in the ring. Come on. We'll be right back.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you just joined us, a caller, Jonathan in Kansas, brought up Jacob Volkman, who said about Obama, somebody needs to knock some sense into that idiot. That's what the media went with that headline. They said, why do you want to fight him in the ring? And he said, well, I'd like to knock some sense into him in the ring. But they took it out of context and did send the Secret Service after him. And you know, I heard this a few days ago, but didn't cover it on air because we had more important issues to cover. But the overall message is they know full well this guy isn't planning anything violent. They just wanted to go there and intimidate him to send the message that you little people sit down and shut up and you don't talk about the puppet in chief. They also protect the president so vehemently to project the image that the president actually runs something. So the president can be politically blamed in the end and then replaced with new birdcage liner for the New World Order. Let's go ahead and play that short clip.
All right, so now you got a big win over a veteran. Who do you want next?
It doesn't matter. Guida. I don't know. Actually, Obama.
Wow, you're calling out Barack Obama right now. That's pretty big. That's ballsy.
He's not too bright. He made a lot of like the making home affordable plan and then his healthcare plan. Someone's got to knock some sense into that idiot.
All right. Wow. And so there you go. Say that in America. Obviously, it was a joke. The guy's laughing while he's saying it. And no, you don't do that. You don't do that. Just ridiculous. Let's go now to the first-time caller line. Tracy in Indiana, then Keith, Janet, Tom, Nick, and others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Yeah, listen, first-time caller, just helping test out this new line you got. I'm a single father. I get my son every weekend. Made the mistake of renting The Road last weekend. Boy, you talk about leaving a hole in your heart watching that movie.
Well, that's really what happens when societies break down. Within 15 days, the majority of people become cannibals without food, and that's the type of world we could be entering if we're so immoral. If 7 million people died by starvation-related illnesses during the 10 years of the Great Depression, we were 90% self-sufficient and agrarian. Now we're right at 90% urban and not self-sufficient. Less than 10% are self-sufficient, because it's estimated by university studies only half of rural people, which is 10% of the population, is self-sufficient. So that's 5% total if half of the 10% are self-sufficient. So it is a very powerful film. I only watched it once, and I've had it there on the shelf, you know, where I like to jog every morning on the treadmill. I like to watch a movie so I can suspend disbelief and forget that I'm jogging. And I just don't want to watch it again. It's that disturbing, especially when you have children. But go ahead.
Yeah. Another good movie is The Book of Eli with Morgan Freeman. I just watched that one also. I don't know if you've seen that one.
I think that's not Morgan Freeman. That's Denzel Washington.
Was it Denzel? Okay, my mistake. Yeah. One other question. Have you ever educated yourself on Uniform Commercial Code 1-207? Has anybody ever?
I'm a little familiar with the Uniform Commercial Code, which supposedly codifies into code law, but it really doesn't. More and more they make law, whether it's fraudulent and color of law. But no, fill me in on that.
Well, the 1-207 is the first book, 207th paragraph. It is the remedy or recourse to all the other Uniform Commercial Codes that are wrote after it. And if you a timely assertion of use and common knowledge of that code, then you can the courts have to hold you in a common law court. Basically, what you're doing is reserving your right not to compel to perform.
Yeah, I know folks have written that code on, you know, tickets and things under duress, and I think it's had some mixed response. Not that it isn't valid what you're saying, but most of the judges don't even know the law, much less the police. I mean, they know a lot more compared to the general public, but compared to somebody who's actually studied it, they don't know very much. But, I mean, what success have you had with that, or did you just read about somebody saying?
I have had success with local utility companies. I have just had success with my local court. It does, when it gets to the judge, yes, it does work. Unfortunately,
I've seen that and read that many times, and I always just get it all scrambled in my brain and then have never tested it myself. What's that code again?
It's the Uniform Commercial Code 1-207. And with a timely, sufficient, explicit entry of the use and common knowledge.
Isn't that 1-208 now?
It's 207.7 is what I was educated about 15 years ago. I've known this for 15 years.
I believe that's why I didn't recognize what you were saying. It's 1-208.
And then maybe 308? 103.3 is what construes with common law, where you hold yourself to a common law where you need corpus delicti.
I'm going to have to look that up because my memory doesn't serve during a break. Because my memory is 308. I'm going to have to look that up. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Florida. Keith, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to tell you it's an honor to be able to call in and talk to you. I've been listening. I was awakened by a friend of mine, and it was the best thing I ever did, and I got to let you know that. The reason why I wanted to call in today as a first-time caller was because of the vaccines. To tell you, I listened to some of your strategies that you say that you should use, and we got our kids where they can't get vaccinated, and they go to private school, and I was talking to the lady that owns the school, and what she did was she read the information that I gave her. She used to be a registered nurse. She actually had a seminar with other nurses that are going through nursing programs to tell them that they should not recommend that kids or their kids or people get vaccinated because of what it's doing to our bodies.
Well, that's right. And just like they're having to cave in now on fluoride and admit it's hurting people, that's Associated Press today, they're going to cave in on this. It's not that they couldn't produce a vaccine that would actually help you get immunity, and that if you had something really deadly out there, like polio or smallpox, and it was killing a bunch of people, you'd want to go out and take it. It's that, A, they're eugenicists who've been caught in the official UN and Rockefeller documents that we've published and showed again yesterday on air at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that they're adding things to it, cancer viruses, sterilants, White House science czar calling for putting stuff in the water. I mean, you can't trust them. Plus, they give liability protection. So it's not just that there's a eugenics angle. Then there's the liability protection since the 70s, where they use taxpayer money to secretly, in the vaccine damage fund, pay people off if they can jump through 100 hoops and prove they were damaged. And then third, the trifecta. You know now that the vast majority of vaccines are manufactured in communist China. And so you've got this sworn enemy, their eugenicist, you've got all their history of melamine and the milk and everything else and lead in the toys, and now they're making our drugs. And they're making a lot of the preservative additives that are then added to our foods. I mean, we've got to have a boycott China movement. We have got, and I know it's almost impossible. Almost everything's made in China. It is the death of us. They have rivers routinely just lighting on fire now. They're so toxic. I mean, it is. So they set laws where we can't have industry here. They move it all to China where they have no laws. They pass the laws to shut us down. Anything else?
Yes, I wanted to let you know that one thing that I do when I'm out, it doesn't matter if I'm at the office supply store, if I'm at the repair center, I start talking. And then I give them your website, and I'm like, you all know something doesn't feel right about this country. Complete strangers. And then I give them your website, and I had a manager of the store to call me up and thank me for telling him about Infowars.com, because he said that I knew that it was something, and he was like, this guy hit the nail on the head. So I just want to tell you that you give me the courage to go out, because you get up every day. You said you're the tip of the spear, and I tell you, I'm one of the feathers in that arrow, because I tell you, I'm going out and I'm telling as many people as I can, and the awakening as a result of you, and then you follow up every day that builds the credibility. So thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you do to try to get the word out and save this republic, okay?
God bless you. God bless you, Keith. Folks, did you hear his voice? Did you hear his spirit? That was the spirit of victory, the spirit of truth. Could you feel it? In my gut, in my soul, I was in a connection with Keith 800 miles away from where I sit. Oh, I just got chills right there, because he has discovered the secret. Keith, we are all the tip of the spear and the shaft of the arrow and the feathers and the eye that guides it and the arm and the shoulders and the hands that pull the bow. We are all in this symbiotically. At a gut level, the survival instinct of humanity is strong, and people subconsciously, intellectually, spiritually, in their discernment know things are wrong. And it's so unusual to see somebody in a hardware store not just talk about the weather or sports, but to do what humans are really supposed to do. You know, things are wrong in this country. We're Americans. We're free human beings. Other folks are, whether they're Germans or Chinese or whatever they are, they know things are wrong. You know, Mexico, it doesn't matter. We know. We know the truth when we hear it and see it. We feel it. And we intellectually can see the facts of it, the proofs of it. And so when you resonate, and the reason you're so effective is because you're not like timid. Hey, you think things are kind of weird a little? I know you don't want to see it, but here's a video. They're going to laugh at you. At least some will. Those that are tuned in will say, thank you very much. Oh, great. But if you need to just resonate with confidence and the truth, and you're there to warn people. I'm here with some important information. Here's a film. Here's a documentary. Here's a website. Here's a business card with a website on it. Start your own locally. Start your own newsletter in the neighborhood. And have that spirit of just telling the truth and reaching out to people. It is so exciting. And it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. If you turn your power loose, there is nothing the globalists can do under heaven and earth to stop us. The only thing that could stop us is God, and we're on God's side. And the globalists hate that, people that say we've got God on our side, and who really do, who are standing up for what's fundamentally right, fundamentally wholesome, fundamentally decent in every culture. People have a conscience. They know what we're designed to do. They know what's right and wrong. Anytime I do something wrong, half the time by forgetting or not paying attention, you know, being vulgar or being worldly or lusting or whatever, you know, I catch myself and I just go, man, because I know, not because I was told that when I was a kid, I know inside it doesn't feel good. Deep down. It feels good on the surface, but not deep down. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to get into the fluoride, then our next guest, and we'll take a bunch of your calls. I promise.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good news. Of course, it's a deception. It's a whitewash. But it is a devastating blow against these people. You know, there have been, no exaggeration, hundreds of major studies directly linking the massive increase of autism or brain damage to vaccines and the adjuvants that accelerate the autoimmune response in small children. It's been proven in just so many studies. We've had brain surgeons on, like Dr. Blaylock and others, that it causes brain swelling. And we saw the increase in sudden, you know, infant death syndrome, vaccines, the shaken baby, oh, you shook your baby. Then they've done studies correlating it to within the first 6 to 12 hours after the shots. Because the hospital isn't going to admit they did it to your kid, or the clinic, they're just going to take your kid after they juice them up and your body has an autoimmune response. And it hits the pancreas and other things as well. They try to deny all that. And then they'll put out a CNN report, oh, this doctor's been discredited. And then we have the doctor on who did the studies, and they just say he's discredited. Kind of like Gary Webb in the Dark Alliance Pulitzer Prize winner. They told him that his evidence wasn't true. They had no proof. They got the San Jose Mercury News, globalist owned and run, to throw him under the bus. And then he was writing a book, double proving it all, double tough, with all the new evidence that had come out. The CIA had since admitted it, and he got shot twice in the head, and the police said it was suicide. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate Bridge in free, as George Strait would say. So they've got a history of this. And when you look at fluoride, it's so naked, brazen, out in the open, just in your face, that it makes your head spin. And, again, we've had so many medical doctors on about this and endocrinologists. We've got the incredible Dr. Conant interview up on PrisonPlanet.tv, hour-long, going through all the documents on this. And there he was, a big, you know, top chemist, and laughed at his wife and went to disprove what she was saying and from the literature and found out it was worse than she even thought. We're going to get him on, by the way. He's on vacation right now, but we'll have him on in the next few weeks to cover this big development. Well, I'll get Dr. Blaylock on about this as well. But this is out of MSNBC. They've reposted an AP article. Too much fluoride in water, government says, and I'll direct PrisonPlanet.tv viewers to the fact that it's up on screen. Oh, and look, it's an AP exclusive. U.S. says too much fluoride. Oh, an exclusive. The moon is not made of cheese. Unexclusive. Grass is green. Unexclusive, Chihuahuas bark. Unexclusive, Bill Clinton lies. Unexclusive, Al Gore is a scam artist. I mean, come on. Unexclusive. This is very exclusive information you're about to get. No one, you know, I remember 2 years ago, exclusive Associated Press, government secretly taking baby's blood at birth. But they said, for the last 5 years, it's 39. We have all the documents and have published them over a decade ago. I'm not tooting my horn. That's what's frustrating. I've got the UN head IPCC here openly saying they want a total police state and to kill you on PrisonPlanet.com with links to the papers. Okay? If I get the documents and confirm they're taking your baby's blood at birth for a secret bioweapons lab, it's real. All right. I'm sorry. I should be positive, and I am happy, but it also makes me mad. This could all end very quickly. We wouldn't be in a utopia, but the world would get a lot better if people would get out of denial and start researching. It's all right there. I've likened it to the police pulling a car over, and they smell something, and there's blood on the seat, and they open the trunk, and there's five dead bodies. And then they find videotapes of the driver has in his bag of him chopping the women up. I mean, it's open and shut, okay? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Dying Court, 4 miles from where I sit, has been all over the news for a decade kidnapping kids. None of them get in trouble. Instead, I get death threats every time I talk about it. Because it's a big building. It's guys in suits. So the police are scared of it. Here it is. Too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels causing spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered. So they know we've been exposing them, and they know everybody's getting these horrible teeth now, and that's admitted caused by it. So they're like, okay, just cut back. Just cut back what's in the water, when they know full well that's nothing. It's the topical massive levels that dwarf it in the toothpaste, and then they're adding it to the food and using it as a pesticide that bioaccumulates.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Illuminati is striving for the beginning of the Age of Aquarius to have their world government intact? That means the loss of our national sovereignty, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian heritage. Is this what we want? The only hope for the nation to survive is to repent of our national and personal sins and turn back to the living Jesus Christ. Reject abortion and reject the taking of prayer and Bible reading out of the public schools. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to be having, of course, our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman coming up. In the next hour, we'll have open phones throughout that entire interview for Janet, Chuck, Julio, Tom, Jacob, JB, and others that are patiently holding. I will get to you. But finishing up with this huge announcement. Now, this is about 5.5, almost 6 years old now, that the American Dental Association covered their hind end and put out a quiet advisory to dentists that people under 6 should not brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste. Now, kindergartens nationwide, the local dental associations, you know, they give them the fluoride pills that are a lot more powerful. All the fluoride, they promote the fluoride at the kids, and it causes weakening of the teeth internally, the bones, and dental fluorosis, the yellow, ugly spots that you see most kids have now. I mean, just most kids I see have it. Gone are the pearly whites. Because it calcifies out in the bones and teeth and brain. And now so much medical evidence has come out, and the over 90% of the EPA and FDA scientists over and over again write letters and go to Congress and say, what are you doing? This is increasing cancer massively. It's 100% proven. What are you doing? And their answer is, okay, one part, you know, 1.2 parts per million or 0.7 parts per million, that's too much. You know, we think we're going to lower it down. You can read the whole AP article, but you still need it for your teeth. Well, the studies show even 0.5 is going to do similar things, not quite as bad. But then you look at how much is in toothpaste. It's off the chart compared to the water. The problem is the water, it's so cumulative. Where do a lot of drugs get absorbed? Some of the best places to absorb drugs, if it's not going to be injected, and if you want to get it past the stomach that blocks out a lot of toxic things in the intestines, you take it in the mouth, under the tongue, in the saliva glands, and all the blood vessels in the mouth. That's why they say on the back of the toothpaste, if you swallow a pea size or more, call poison control immediately. I mean, that's what rat poison is made out of, many of the major brands. So, and if you want to see that, just search rat poison fluoride, click images, and you'll see all the, you know, box covers with fluoride as the poison. So, fluoride in drinking water credited with dramatically cutting cavities and tooth decay may now be too much of a good thing. Oh, it's now too much. It wasn't before, so there's no liability. It just may be now. It's causing spots on some kids' teeth. As reported, an increase in the spotting problem is one reason. The federal government will announce Friday it plans to lower the recommended limit in fluoride in water supplies, the first such change in nearly 50 years. I'm going to finish this later when Bob Chapman's on with us, but it's total spin because they know they can make it a non-issue, and I believe they may finally just completely remove it from water entirely. You know why? Because it's now put in thousands of foods, almost everything that's processed. It's now sprayed on crops and goes through the cell wall and bioaccumulates. We've had the chemist on, and we've had the experts on plants on with a doctorate in studying farming. And it is in the toothpaste, so they don't care. They realize it's reached a tipping point. People are suing and rampaging nationwide against their city councils when they laugh. See, now the city council guy laughs at you. The mayor laughs. People don't put their tail between their legs and feel stupid and leave. They get mad and start suing. And the big secret is they're putting hundreds of other chemicals in under the name of fluoride. And if we keep pushing, it's over for them. But you're going to have to get it out of the food next and the toothpaste, okay? Huge victory. Charlotte, I wanted to get to that victory and get your take on it. Charlotte Iserby, for those that don't know, was the head of policy at the Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, and she discovered that it was an absolute plan to dumb kids down and teach them how to only regurgitate information. Suddenly, I've seen a lot of mainstream articles admitting all of this and how we're, you know, last behind the industrialized world now. In all of this, but she got all the documents out, put it in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. The website's deliberatedumbingdown.com. It's now out of print, but she's graciously put an free e-version up there on the site. And, of course, she also worked with the U.S. Department of Education before that, worked in the Foreign Service, Japan, Guam during the Korean War. Her dad and grandfather, of course, were Skull and Bones. And we really appreciate her joining us. The reason she's on with us for the next 20 minutes is she was on about a week and a half ago, and the show ended right as she was getting into how conservatives are controlled, and she brought up the CNP, which I haven't done a lot of research on. People have asked about it, so I've done some, that reportedly the Hunt brothers helped set up and things, and she was saying that that's not a real organization, or that isn't a conservative group trying to take America back or fight the New World Order, as they claimed, but actually is the New World Order and her experiences with them. So I wanted to get her up. Charlotte, great having you back with us.
Thank you, Alex, and we don't have much time today, so really it's probably just as well because, I'm going to try. It's better when I don't have a lot of time than I just have to do bullets, huh? But the basic, this is terrible to have to tell people this, but we are merging right now with the Soviet Union. I know, people don't accept that because they had to have the phony fall of the Soviet Union so that all of you, and your listeners are smart, but so the rest of the world would really think that communism was dead. And communism is not dead at all. It's more alive than it ever was before the phony fall. What we're looking at right now is what Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, told the research director for the Congressional Committee Investigating the Tax-Exempt Foundations, Norman Dodd, in 1954, at a closed, sort of a closed, off-the-record meeting. And your listeners have heard this before, but you got to keep listening and keep telling people this, because although it sounds outlandish and off the wall, it's true. He was told by the president of the Ford Foundation that the foundations received their instructions from the White House. Of course, that was 1953 under President Eisenhower, who later, just 5 years later, you know, during the Cold War, signed the first agreement with the Soviets in every area imaginable. So anyway, but he was told that they got their instructions, the foundations from the White House, to spend their money, which is actually your money, tax exempt, to bring about a merger of the United States and the Soviet Union. And what you have to do is just knock Soviet Union out of your head and think in terms of what's going on with the North American Union, which they're quieter now. They're hiding away because of the good people.
And they're using the fake environmental movement as a way to collectivize and cut off resources.
Absolutely.
As a mode of control. And,
right.
And just to back you up, I mean, we can pull this up. Actually, the Carnegie Foundation, in multiple congressional hearings, their early minutes, even from the 20s, have been released, where they said this was the plan all along, and it turns out U.S. and British intelligence, and this has been partially declassified, did put the Bolsheviks into power. So it isn't just like they're merging. The whole thing was set up by the banks. But Charlotte, people really wanted to hear about this CMP thing.
Okay, so what you know, the CMP, I'm just going to briefly tell you my experience. When I was in the Department of Education, I got down there. I was just bewildered all the time by different things that kept happening. And so I finally get fired because I leaked a document, which was to control the curriculum on the computer throughout the country. And I couldn't understand why Ronald Reagan was allowing that to happen. I was beginning to see that Ronald Reagan was not at all what I had thought he was.
Well, he was known in the 50s. He was known in the 50s as Red Ronnie.
Absolutely, and I personally do not believe he ever changed. And all of that, a lot of that on my website.
Well, John Wayne didn't like him in the 40s and 50s, and then later liked him because he claimed he was a conservative. But everybody knows John Wayne didn't like communists. But he admittedly was in with the communists early on.
Oh, yeah, and, well, you have to ask yourself, why, while I was in the Department of Ed, I was a liaison with the White House for really public-private partnerships, which is the merging of the public and private sector. That's the Communist Manifesto, okay? And where government and business are merged together. So anyway, they were putting that in under Reagan, and I asked at the White House, I said, what on earth are they doing this for? Isn't this corporate fascism? And I was told, oh, I guess that the people involved, all the high-up elitist people on the task force, they just don't see it that way. So I was becoming very suspicious. Then, of course, what happens, aside from everything I saw in the Department of Ed, which is all in my book, I don't have to go through all that, people, it's a free download, okay? Then when I get out, I write a little book, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum. And that was a brilliant little book. It's only 39 pages. And it is on my Deliberate Dumbing Down website as a free PDF.
And it's how they turn the kids into biological robots, not free-thinking creatures.
Yes, that's right. So anyway, we're talking about CMP. All of a sudden, I thought, you know, everybody would want this little book. Well, it was boycotted by every single major conservative organization in the country. And I thought, what on earth is wrong here? Because that's it. Folks, go read that book, and you're going to see a little 39-page book that had it gone all over this country and Canada. We would not now be looking at school-to-work agenda, the Soviet system, quota system for your children, which will control their lives lifelong, what they're going to do. We wouldn't be seeing that. that, we wouldn't be seeing charter schools, which I'll explain to you are the vehicle to implement the Soviet system.
Now, I played a British government-funded cartoon for kids yesterday where they teach them that cities will be prison and that the government will decide what you're going to be.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking at in the charter school movement. And the charter school movement, which is being supported by the school choice charter school movement, being supported heavily by the Heritage Foundation, the Council for National Policy, et cetera, is actually the downfall of our country. I talk, we've got like a stool with two or three pegs. Two of the pegs are our free political system whereby we elect officials. The other peg, the most key thing for the economy, is we have a free economy. The charter schools are going to pull those two pegs right out. No elected officials, which will follow down into every area after they've taken over all the schools, and all the schools in this country are almost taken over by charter schools now. There are only 10 states fighting it, okay? Now, the other leg is the planned economy, which requires that school to work. And the school to work needs the charter schools, the individual schools, which will train your children, not educate them. Now, folks, you've got to fight charter schools.
Well, Charlotte, you're such a great lady. I mean, every time you come on, you desperately try to warn folks about the takeover, and that's important. The show ended last week, though, and I was unable to get you on the next day because you were busy. We've got you on this week, and I'll hold you over a little bit. I'm sure Bob will be fine if we need to. But I'm always trying to learn more and understand all this. If you go back 13, 14 years ago, I bought this mainline conservative propaganda that let folks have school choice. Well, they should at private schools, but not corporate funded, which is just the internationalization. They're now basically becoming the government, you know, wreck the old schools, federalize them, then offer the solution. Now I understand that. And also, I've interviewed people over the years and a few times heard them mention CMP.
Okay, well, Alex, let me talk about this. I'm going to give you a good example. You're down in Texas, okay?
Yes.
I realize that the CMP is just about as rotten as it comes. Funded by Heritage, funded, all these, funded by Coors, funded by all these.
No, you're saying you ran into them. So, I mean,
all right, now look, I'm going to tell you how it happened. About 15 years ago, I thought to myself, we've got to stop this agenda that's going in here, this merger, this whatever. And the only way we can do it, we have to get out of the UN. Because no matter how hard we fight on other issues, once we're under the North American Union, which is the same as the European Union, which Gorbachev calls the new European Soviet, once we're under, it won't make any difference if we have an amendment to outlaw abortion or gun controls or whatever. So I dreamed up this little project, have a postcard project, millions of postcards all over the country, which have on them legislation to get out of the UN, who you call, websites, the rotten UN that has funded every UN war, controlled every UN war, or the Soviets are right up there at the UN controlling everything. That's why we lose all the war. All the bad stuff about the UN. Well, what we wanted to do is we'd all have thousands of these little postcards, which we would spend with bills, Christmas cards, put up on the bulletin board at the supermarket, put under windshield wipers, get out across the country. People call supporting legislation to get out of this one organization that controls everything. Now, so what we did, we downloaded the names of all the members of the CMP. 300 of them. Samuel, my son, did it, who has American Deception.
Okay, tell folks who the CMP is.
The Council for National Policy is the right-wing arm of the dialectic. It's the same as the CFR, and in fact, many of the people with the CFR funded it. All right.
Well, I've always heard the right call the CFR liberal, but, I mean, it's full-spectrum liberals and conservatives in the CFR.
Oh, yes, of course, and it's full-spectrum liberals and conservatives.
So this is like
the
Republican version of that, I guess, to pull in conservatives and then control and influence them. Is the whole CMP bad? Because this is how I learned about the CMP. I mean, I'd seen little blurbs about it with the Hunt brothers. They sounded pretty good trying to corner the silver market and then get us out of the New World Order. But then I saw evidence of them involved with the Kennedy stuff and Nixon. So, I mean, you know, and I learned more as the years go on how foggy all of this is. And then I get emails going, you had Pat Buchanan on, he's CMP. It's almost like a witch hunt. Well, yeah, I have a lot of guests. guest on. I've had a Rothschild on and skewered him on air. It doesn't mean that, you know, I call up his publisher and say I want to have him on about his book, get him on and go after him. Doesn't mean I'm for him. I was against him in the interview. But then there's also a lot of people who've been in the CMP, like a Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and he's grown. You know, he's learned things. I've talked to him about it. He just says it's basically ineffectual.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay,
at all.
Well, then tell. Well, I mean, tell me because you
right,
you know him.
You didn't let me finish the end of it, Alex.
Go ahead.
The important part is Rosalind Haley from Midland, Texas, who Ron Paul knows, who we all know her, is a great grand dame. She was a member of the CMP. And I had this project that I wanted to get going, and I talked to Roz, and she said, that's great. We tried to get help. So we sent a big yellow manila envelope full of clippings about Soviet tanks and training and all in the southern United States and exchanges and everything to every member of this Council for National Policy, which is made up of top businessmen and the heads of all of the conservative groups in this country, just about, okay? And we asked for help on this project. We wanted help on this getting out of the UN project. We got one response. I'll tell you, I didn't put my name on it because that's real mud. You know, I knew that they wouldn't do anything if they saw Iservate. So it was Roz Haley, the grand dame, the woman that they admired. She signed it. She sent it out. We got one response from Lou Sheldon at Traditional Values. We did not hear from anyone else. Now, if that doesn't tell your listeners, stay away from every single conservative group you know.
Stay there. We got a break. Come back and break it down for us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In just a few days, Charlotte's going to leave the country for 3 months, so I twisted her arm to get her back on, and now she's like, I need more time to cover all this. We got Bob Chapman coming up. So I'm glad you're here to discuss it with us, because I'm trying to understand all these different organizations and groups. Now, let's get back to the CMP. So the break stopped you. You were saying she sent this grand dame of the group or the organization. She sends them the information, and then she gets one response back.
Yeah, we sent it to all 300 members. And Rosalind Haley from Midland, Texas, close to Ron Paul and all. You probably know. Her husband wrote the best book in the world on Lyndon Johnson. Evett Haley. Anyway, Rosalind, who was a great American, and she died a few years ago, she and I, this was our project. And so I don't need to say any more, do I? I mean, we get one response from 300 people who tell us they're trying to save the United States. That's the goal of the CMP, to save the United States for our children, to clean up education, to take care of taxes. And what a big bunch of you-know-what.
Boy, so again, from your perspective, a brief history of the CMP, and where are they in the power structure from your research?
Well, I mean, you had Paul Weyrich, was very important. He died recently. He was the initial head of the Heritage Foundation, and then he had his Family Research Council, and then you've got Paul, you've got Edwin Fulner, who came on as the head of the Heritage Foundation later, and then you've got all of the other conservative organizations. You've got, you know, these are people that I've worked with and like, so I don't even like to talk about them, but people like, you know, Howard Phillips and James Dobson, but I have to say, and LaHaye, Beverly LaHaye and Tim LaHaye, I'll tell you.
What about Phyllis Schlafly? I mean, is she New World Order?
Phyllis Schlafly, who I know very, very well and have worked with for ages. It's not much fun for me to talk about these people.
So, I mean, are they consciously bad? I mean,
well, it's very hard to say. And I have to say something for Phyllis. Although, unfortunately, she has really been, and I've worked with her on this, she's been on the wrong side with charter schools. She's never seemed to get it. But I have to give her credit on the Constitutional Convention. Nobody has done better work to keep us from having a Constitutional Convention than Phyllis Schlafly. Personally, don't ask me why she can be so good on that. And then support charter schools, which are going to be the vehicle which will bring this country down into the planned economy unelected boards across the board.
No, but that's my issue is that I know the CFR is bad, and but a lot of their members are mid-level. They're brought in to be co-opted and controlled. I, from my research, do believe that. I don't know if it was founded good or got taken over, but certainly the CMP goes along with the whole neocon agenda. And it's bad. I just get emails saying, you know, cover the CMP, so I've done research on it.
It was funded by Rockefeller and Scaife Mellon and all, same as Heritage. And really, wait a minute, do you think that the Rockefellers, well, they do fund everything, both sides, but they knew they had, they set up this conservative think tank, the CMP, sort of, and all the conservative organizations belong to it, plus corporate sector.
No, I know they set up Heritage. You're saying you're sure they set it up? Wow, then it's purely bad then.
Yes. And what I want you to do, because I'm not the expert on this, but I have told you, Alex, you must interview Kelly Nelson and Shay Simonton. These are brilliant gals who are out there. Nobody ever heard of them because nobody wants anybody to hear of them.
Well, I'll tell you who talked about this briefly in an interview, and I should have gone into it in more depth because, you know, his uncle was a conservative icon. He's very well known. That's Joel Skousen of a Cleon Skousen family. And he agrees with you. So, and in fact, we went and interviewed him in a two-part interview on this subject and other subjects, how the neocons control the conservative movement. That video is going up on PrisonPlanet.tv either tomorrow or...
Well, that's terribly important, I'm glad you're doing that. But what I want people to understand, I want to reduce it to the level where people... Look,
all right, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Back in 60 seconds. We'll have five more minutes ahead of Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
On air, online, and... on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.